With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Bloodshed over the weekend. At least four people have been killed, nine more wounded when a gunman opened fire in a Michigan church. Suspect was killed by police. Prior to that, he then started a fire in that church, and authorities now say as they go through the debris, they could find more victims. In North Carolina, a man accused of opening fire from a boat into a crowd at a waterfront bar. Three people are dead, five have been wounded. That kind of boat got away so far. And a shooting at a casino in Texas. Two people are dead in that incident. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has abandoned his struggling campaign for re-election, and he has not endorsed another candidate.
Major change is welcome and necessary, but beware of those who claim the answer to destroy the very system we built together over generations. That is not change, that is chaos. Instead, I urge New Yorkers to choose leaders not by what they promise, but by what they have delivered.
Senate Republicans want to delay a vote on the House-passed government funding extension until Tuesday.
Holding a vote just before Tuesday night's shutdown deadline would let Republicans put maximum pressure on Democrats and give more time for lawmakers to come together on an off-ramp. In the House, GOP leaders are waiting to see how the Senate vote goes before calling members back to town. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump says he will send troops to Portland, Oregon. He says he is authorizing full force, if necessary, to handle what he calls domestic terrorists. That announcement comes as the president expanding his deployments to more cities. Oregon's Democratic governor, though, responded by saying, "We're doing just fine." This is SRN News. How spiritual is your state?
The answer comes from the Pew Research Center with a caveat that religious and spiritual are not the same thing. For Pew's purposes, being spiritual basically means believing in something or anything beyond the physical world. With that in mind, the poll reveals that by and large, the most religious states are also the most spiritual states, and they are mostly in the South. However, even in the secular North and West, most people say they are spiritual. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Missouri striking down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. The judge ruled the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from even going to the voters. This is SRN News. Latest polls indicating many Americans are still struggling to get back on their feet financially, but economist Stephen Moore says things are pointed in the right direction thanks to President Trump's big, beautiful bill.
I remain pretty optimistic. Already in the first 7 months of the year for which we have data, the average family has gained about $1,100 in after-tax income. That's more than people gain in 4 years under Biden.
Polls indicating many American families still struggling due to the lingering effects of Bidenomics.
How about the fact that, you know, I was just on the road in Indiana and they were paying $2.70 a gallon for gas. I remember when it was like $5 a gallon. So we are making progress on inflation.
Economist Stephen Moore speaking earlier in the week with the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.